Tonight we'd like
to use the topic, the suffering of Jeremiah, for our mutual edification.
昨天我们提到耶利米的祷告。
Yesterday we talked about the prayers of Nehemiah.
而且我们提到耶利米的信息。
We also talked about the messages of Nehemiah.
那这一堂要讲到耶利米的苦难。
Today we'll talk about the sufferings of Nehemiah.
那耶利米是神所差派到神的国里去传讲神的信息。
And Jeremiah was sent by God to say God's message
to God's people.
For God's people.
那神的信息应该对神的百姓来讲是应该是很盼望的，而且很渴慕的。
And God's message supposedly would be something that would be something the people would want.
因为神是有真理也有慈爱。
Because God has the truth and is also loving.
可是这是理论。But
this is a
所谓理论就是说人们应该是很渴慕很希望要有神的话语。
But this is ideal.
理论来讲就是说人们神的百姓嘛应该是很乐意去接受神的话语。
The people are supposed to accept God's word joyfully.
可是其实不是这样子。
But in reality it is not so.
耶利米在这耶路撒冷城是被人东打西打了。
And Nehemiah in his life was abused by people.
那我今天跟大家分享三个例子，为什么耶利米受逼迫。
And I'd like to use three examples of why Nehemiah suffered, Jeremiah suffered.
那为什么他会受逼迫？
And what was the purpose of his suffering?
人是怎么去看神的话语？
And how do the people view the word?
那神的本来意思是什么？
And what is the meaning of God's words?
那这些人到底错过神的恩典是什么？
And how do these people wrongly view God's mercy?
他们错过神的恩典了。
And how they
miss God's blessings.
Miss God's blessings.
因为我们在教会里面，我们有些人听到听很久。
And some of us have listened to the word for a very long time.
可是我们只要看圣经的话，这些人也是听神的话很久。
And if we look in the Bible, these people also have listened to God's words for a very long time.
可是不等于每一个人知道怎么去听神的话语。But
it does not necessarily mean that these people know how to listen to God's words.
那今天用三个例子，看他们怎么听神的话语。后来我们从这中当中学一些警戒和教训。
And I have to use three examples of how these people listen to God's words and what we can learn from them.
首先我们来看耶利米书36章。
First, let's look at Jeremiah chapter 31.
36章。
Chapter 36.
耶利米书36章第一节。
Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 1.
耶利米书36章第一节。
Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 1.
犹大王约西亚的儿子约雅敬第四年，耶和华的话临到耶利米说，第二节。
Verse 2.
你取一书卷，将我对你说攻击以色列和犹大并各国的一切话，从 我对你说话的那日，就是从约西亚的日子直到今日，都写在其上。第三节。Verse
3。或者犹大听见我想要降于他们的一切灾祸，个人就回头离开恶道，我好赦免他们的罪孽和罪恶。第四节。Verse
4。所以耶利米招了尼利亚的儿子巴路。 来，巴路就从耶和华耶利米口中将耶和华对耶利米所说的话一切话写在书卷上。我们跳到23节。
Let's skip to verse 23.
23节。
Verse 23.
有底念了三四篇，王就用文士的刀将书卷割破，扔在火盆中，直到全卷在火中焚尽了。
24节。以利拿单和地莱亚并基玛利亚恳求王不要烧这卷书卷，他却不听。26节。王就吩咐哈米勒的儿子耶拉谦和亚斯列的儿子。
希莱亚并亚伯如的儿子，示利米亚 去捉拿文士巴路和先知耶利米，耶和华将他们隐藏。我们跳到29节。
Let's skip to verse 29.
这是神对耶利米所说的话。
And these are words spoken from God to Jeremiah.
我们从28节开始看起。
Let's start from verse 28.
你再取一卷，将犹大王约雅敬所烧第一卷上的一切话写在其上。29节。
Verse 29.
论到犹大王约雅敬，你要说，耶和华如此说，你烧的书卷说，你为什么在其上写着说，巴比伦王必要来毁灭这地，使这地上绝了人民牲畜呢？三十节。所以耶和华论到犹大王约雅敬说，他后裔中并没有人坐在大卫的宝座上，他的尸首必被抛弃，白日受炎热，黑暗受寒霜。三十一节，我必因他和他后裔，并他臣仆的罪孽，刑罚他们。我要使我说的一切灾祸临到他们和耶路撒冷的居民，并犹大人，只是他们不听。在这里述说神告诉耶利米把神所说的一切话写下来。
And here God told Jeremiah to write down the words of God.
那神要耶利米去宣告。
And God wanted Jeremiah to speak these words to the people.
那在这里我们可以看到说神的动机就是说希望百姓听到神要本来要想处罚他们，希望他们可以改变，所以神可以不降祸给他们。
And the purpose of this is so that the people may listen to the words and change and repent and the wrath of God will not fall upon them.
那有一些人会觉得说这神是不是在威胁我？
And some people might think that is God trying to threaten me.
其实看怎么看其实不是算威胁。
But if we look at it closely, it's not threatening.
因为神要实行公义。
Because God needs to be just.
他不是在那边好像恐吓一个人。
He does not use force to terrorize others.
他而是希望说人知道说人应该得的份，可是希望他们说可以改变。
But God wants people to do their duty and to change.
所以好至于神可以施怜悯给他们。
So that God may show His mercy upon them.
那这是神的动机。
And that is the motivation of God.
那当这个国王听见以后。
But when this king listened, heard these words.
那每听到三四篇他就用文士的刀把这书卷削掉，后来丢到火炉里面。
After a few words, he would cut the scroll and throw the scroll into the fire.
而且把全部烧尽以后还要去抓这耶利米和巴路。
And after doing this, he was to capture and go after Baruch and Jeremiah.
那为什么这个国王听到神的话语不接受呢？
And why did the king not accept Jeremiah's words?
为什么他把这书卷烧了呢？
Why did he burn the scroll?
我们看神怎么给他做见证。
And let us see how God testified to him.
这是二十九节，神看到这个约雅敬的心
And here in verse 29, the Lord saw Jehoiakim's heart.
在这个约雅敬心里面他说你为什么在旗上写着说巴比伦王必要来毁灭这地，使这地上觉得人民牲畜呢？
He heard Jehoiakim say, why did you write on it, the king of Babylon would certainly come and destroy this land and cut off both men and animals from it.
所以我们可以看到说他听到耶利米所说他心不爽
And we see that Jehoiakim, when he heard Jeremiah's words, he was not satisfied.
他觉得说耶利米不该写这些事。
And he thought to himself that Jeremiah should not have written these words.
他写这些事情，那就会发生。
Because if Jeremiah wrote these words, then it will happen.
那他就想说，那我就烧掉了。
So he thought, if I burned it, if I were to burn the scroll.
那其实他不了解说其实耶利米绝对作为先知，他绝对要讲神。
But he did not understand that Jeremiah, as a prophet of God, he has to say the words of God.
他只是看到人的层次说，耶利米不讲，那事情就不会发生。
All he can see was the actions of man. If Jeremiah never said these words, then this thing would never happen.
所以他也不了解先知做先知的原则。
And he did not understand the purpose of a prophet.
那这些话使他心中觉得很烦闷。
And these words caused him conflicts.
那甚至他要阻挡。
And he wanted to prevent this from happening.
那其实这是表现于他心中有骄傲的心
And this all represents that in his heart he was proud.
因为在这读神的话语当中，他没有惧怕。
Because in his while reading these words, he had no fear.
他只是看到人的缘故。
He only saw the what people had done.
啊，看到耶利米所说的话。
And heard the words of Jeremiah.
他没有看到说神所说的话。
He did not see that these were words from God.
所以他没有听了，后来撕裂衣服，在那边懊悔。
And when he heard these words, he did not tear his clothes and repent.
所以有些国王啊，听到神的话，他们懊悔，所以神怜悯他们。
And there are some kings who have heard the words of God, repented, and God had mercy on them.
可是有些人听了神的话是什么？要杀人灭口啊。
But other people, when they hear the words of God, all they want is to kill the people who were sent.
那我们想想看，这个国王去烧了这书卷，真的解决问题吗？
And when the king burned the scroll, did this solve the problem?
这好像鸵鸟看到狮子来了。
It is like an ostrich seeing a lion come by.
把头放在土里面。
He would bury his head in the dirt.
危险还在啊，危险，那个狮子还是要吃这个鸵鸟啊。
The danger of the lion is still there.
所以我们会觉得很好笑，就是说人们有时候在处理一些问题啊，都是有时候很表面。
And this may be amusing when people when they try to solve their problems, they do it superficially.
他把书卷烧了，以为事情没有。
Jehoiakim tried to burn the scroll, thinking he would solve the problem.
神的确的审判，神的审判就这样子不见了吗？
Will the justice of God just disappear?
我们人有时候碰到一些指责，人有些人有时候碰到被人家指责一些事情。
And some of us maybe criticize of something.
那有时候我们人不愿意面对我们的缺点，我们的所作所为。
And there are times when we do not face our own shortcomings, and we will not take responsibility.
那我们人很喜欢去用一些表面的事情来遮盖啊，来解决。
And a lot of times we would use superficial matters to try to make excuses for ourselves.
那在世上我们可以看到说，当有人去偷东西啊，还是谋杀人的时候。
And in the world, when we hear of stories of how people killed and have stolen,
啊，人通常解决问题就是说，啊，是撒谎了去掩盖。
And people lie to try to cover up their wrong.
那谋杀的人就是把那个，证据啊消灭掉。
And when they murdered someone, they would try to get rid of the evidence.
那所以这个国王啊，他没有说真的是要去思想他的行为。
And the king did not think of his own actions.
他要把这个耶利米把除掉。
And he wanted to kill Jeremiah.
其实这样做使神更加的愤怒。
But to do this, it would cause God to become more angry.
就像该隐，神责备他说啊，你只要做得对，神会接受你的这个献祭。
Just like Cain, God said that if you follow my commandments, your sacrifices will be accepted. But what did he do?
他就想说，我把我兄弟杀掉。
He said, I will kill my brother.
那我觉得我就舒服很多了。
And by doing this, I will be comforted.
因为我不要看到他，我会看到每次看到他，我就觉得我自己有错。
Because every time I see him, I feel that I am wrong.
那就是这是人的解决问题。
And this is how man solves their problems.
其实带给他更多的祸患。
But in the end, it'll just cause greater trouble.
所以在这时候啊，我们要学习到说，当我们听到一些我们可能不喜欢听的话。
So when we hear words that we do not like to listen to,
我们要去分辨到底内容是不是正确。
We have to first discern whether it is the truth.
而不是以我们自己的喜好去分辨我要听什么，我不喜欢听什么。
As not using our own our own desires to listen to what we want to listen to.
说这对这国王来讲啊，他没有去思考这个是神的话还是不是，而是说我不想听这种话。
And the king, we see that the king did not listen to whether what the words the prophet said was right or wrong. He just did not want to listen to them.
那所以啊，这个国王就把这个书信给烧了。
And then the king burned the scroll.
那今天我们有时候也会做这种事情，就是啊，听到一些就像这国王听到一些话，就把这书信砍掉，来丢到火里。
And today we may also be like the king and listen and hear of some things and cut the scroll and burn it.
有时候听到有人做见证说。
And I've heard testimonies.
说有些人在上台讲道啊，是传道人讲道还是圣公人讲道啊？只要讲一段句子啊，后来这个人就说才怪，就是跟他抵抗啊，就是在心中跟他抵抗。
And I heard testimonies where people were listening to a sermon and when they heard something they did not like, they would be offended.
啊，别是传道还是讲道人讲三四句话完以后啊，他就把这神的话什么丢掉。
that after they heard the sermon, they would forget it and throw it away.
就是讲几句话跟那个讲道人抵抗，这心里中的抵抗。
Or they would say something to the speaker and not think much of it in their heart, or reject the word that the speaker said in their heart.
我不要这样做。
And let us not do that.
他这样做，神也惩罚他，神要赦免他的罪。
And Jehoiakim, when he did this, God did not forgive him.
那我们看第二个例子。
Let's look at the second example.
我们请看这个耶利米书三十八章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 38,
第一节
verse 1.
耶利米书三十八章第一节。
Jeremiah chapter 38, verse 1.
三十八章第一节。
38, chapter 38, verse 1.
马但的儿子是法提亚，巴士户儿的儿子基大利，是利米亚的儿子尤加。马基亚的儿子巴士户尔听见耶利米对众人所说的话，说第二节，耶和华如此说：住在这城里的必遭刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫而死；但出去归降加勒底人的必得存活，就是以自己命为乳业的必得存活。第三节
，Verse 3,
耶和华如此说：这城必要交在巴比伦王军队的手中，他必攻取这城。第四节，于是首领对王说：求你将这人治死，因他向城里剩下的兵丁和众民说这样的话，使他们的手发软。这人不是求这百姓得平安，乃是叫他们受灾祸。第五节，
亚
西底家王说：“他在你们手中，无论何事，王也不能与你们反对。”在这里是王的臣仆啊，向这个对耶利米控告，对王控。
And here the officials of the king, told or
控告 accuse
or accusing Jeremiah.
这个臣仆说啊，告诉国王说。这个耶利米哦，在讲这个什么信息说啊，他投降给巴比伦王啊，那人就会得到性命。
And the officials told the king that Jeremiah is saying if everyone goes over to the Babylonians, they will live.
那所以这些臣仆很担心说，哎，那这些百姓有些人不会想去守城堡啊，不想跟这个巴比伦国啊的军队抵抗。
And the officials were afraid that if the people listened to Jeremiah, they would not be willing to stay behind and defend the city.
那这样会导致于什么？他们更加的软弱，会被人攻取。
And this will be a weakness in the army.
那在昨天我们查考的耶利米信息，这是神的信息，要告诉百姓，这是神给他们的出路。
And yesterday we said that Jeremiah's message was the words of God, and this is the way God was to save the people.
那可是从这当中我们可以看见这些神的这个臣仆啊，没有真的去考虑是否是神的话还是不是。
And here the officials did not think to consider that if these were truly the words of God.
他们是以自己的那时候的地位去来看那时候的事局。
But they were using their own position and status and thinking on that.
他作为臣仆啊，他们想说，我就是要对国王对国家效忠。
And they wanted to they thought that what they did was for the benefit of the country.
那么效忠 patriot.
And they were patriotic.
那我的职位啊，就是要让大家就有尽力啊，有这个勇气啊，对抗敌人。
And their position was so that the people would become brave so that they can fight the enemy.
所以他们没有去思想神的旨意是什么。
They did not even consider what the will of God was.
所以我们可以看到说，耶利米所说的话跟他们的利益啊，跟他们所想的有冲突。
And we can see that the words of Jeremiah was in direct conflict to what these officials thought.
所以这些臣仆就直接向国王控告，希望可以把这个耶利米啊治死掉。
And the officials accused Jeremiah, hoping that he would be put to death.
那今天其实，在教会里面啊，我们人对教会的发展怎么去做，都有不同的意见。
And today at church, all of us have a different opinion on how the church should grow.
啊，比如说。
For example.
有时候听教会说，啊，我们要这个发展教会要这样做。
For example, people will say, for a church to grow, we must do this.
啊，有些人说要那样做。
Or for a church to grow, we must go in that direction.
啊，啊，有时候听到有人说，这个教会的行政啊，是要照着这个啊，民主来走。Democracy.
And some people say that the administration of the church should be like a democracy.
有些人说，哦，我们这个行政要以这个 dictatorship， 这个是什么？一人财主来走。
Or the organization of the church should be like a dictatorship.
啊，其实都不对。
But all these are not correct.
哦，当然有人翻圣经呢。
And some people can flip to the Bible.
有人说啊，你看这个新约圣经的这些人啊，都是什么？选举选的七个人出来。
And they can say that, well, if we look at the choosing of the seven.
啊，对了，可是你只要看那个旧约的话，对不对？那个要进迦南地，他们大家十个探子不是说不行啊，我们去了会被人杀掉，被吃掉。
But if we say that, in the Old Testament, ten out of the 12 spies did not want to enter the land of Canaan.
哇，所以只要投票，以这个用投票的方法来发表谁声音大，那谁那个什么，大家就是往回去埃及地，回去埃及的。
And if it was a democracy at that time, then their voices would be bigger, and they would follow, and everyone would follow them back to Egypt.
那些同意一人财主的，就是一人掌权的。
And for those who would like for a dictatorship,
啊，他们会说，你看摩西啊，一个人对不对带领？
They would point to the example of Moses and how, well, as one person, he would lead the people.
看那些列王对不对，都是一个人在管理的，掌权的。
And they look at and they agree with the kings and how the kings also led the people.
啊，所以啊，大家都会翻圣经来证明说是要民主啊，还是一人才智。
So people would flip to the Bible passages, hoping to support their cause.
可是其实啊，这些一人才智还是一群人在做决定，其实是神用的方法。来带领人的。
But a democracy or a dictatorship are all methods God uses to lead the people.
一人才智还有这个民主方法，其实有它的优点，有它的缺点。
And both a democracy and a dictatorship has its advantages and disadvantages.
我们教会不是用民主制度，也不是用一人才智的制度来管理教会的。
And in the church, we do not use a democracy or a dictatorship.
这些方法，这些民主还有一人才智，只是一些方法来。表明神的道理，神的旨意出来而已。
And a dictatorship or a democracy is just a method of how God,
to manifest God's will.
To manifest God's will.
所以我们要注重的是，我们是否行的有真理、有公义、有慈爱。
But what we should pay more attention to is, do our actions have justice, compassion, and love?
那假如没有的话，那人都会这些方法变成一种行恶的手段了。
But and if they do not, then any method that we use will become an instrument of evil.
那有时候有些人说，我们教会要走向外教会效法。
And other people may bring up the point that our church should be like the other churches. Other denominations.
我们要学他们的好处。
We should learn from what they do well.
我是从外教会来到这个教会。
And I came from another denomination into the True Jesus Church.
我发觉到说，最主要问题是很多外教会真没有在跟进依照圣经的。
And I find that many denominations do not follow very closely to the words in the Bible.
那所以出了很多方法，其实都是人为的。
And many of their methods are based on men.
所以结果不会很久，过不久后就知道说行不通。
And not long after that.They will come across problems.
所以我们个人要谨慎啊，不要看到别人怎么样哦，他们发展很好啊，那我们就直接效法他们。我们去看看是否有没有依照圣经的原则。
And we should not just look at other people and see that they're successful and try to imitate them, but we have to base our decisions on the principles of the Bible.
我记得几年前啊，当股票很好的时候。
I remember a few years ago when stocks were doing well.
有时候有些人就说，哦，你看的那个天主教啊、摩门教啊，就把很大的钱哦投资到股票里面。
They brought up the point that the Catholics and the Mormons were all investing in stocks.
那所以他们在这个资产上很多钱。
And by doing this, they received a lot of money.
我们应该这样做。
And we should also do the same.
那我们教会原则说，我们教会和传道说不行。
But our church and the pastor said no.
那后来过了不久以后，事实也知道了。
And not long after that, the reality came. We know what happened.
啊，股票都大跌。
That there were all the stocks fell.
那没有人说要去投资股票。
And then after that, no one else brought up the idea of investing with stocks.
那还有有时候外教会是啊，最近不久以前那个外教会有一些人写，就说教会行政啊是要依照这个啊这个公社管理来去做。
And another, not long ago, someone else brought up the idea that the organization of the church should be like that of a company.
有没有听过？
Have we heard this?
我听过。
I have.
那这因为他们说有些公司对不对啊？可能一百年还是好几十年的那种历史，他们行政很好。
And they bring up the point that companies evolved after a hundred years, and their organization is very efficient.
所以我们学习他们，后来把这个原则用在教会里面。
And we should learn from them and use their organization practices in our church.
那听了一些他们理论呢，感觉上对了，是很有公义。
And I heard them, and I thought to myself, yes, this, it seems very just.
可是哦，没有缺少了慈爱啊。
But it lacks compassion.
因为教会不能像这个公司这样去营业啊。
营业。
Operate.
And because a church cannot operate like a business.
因为比如说了，在公司里面啊，假如说这个人不听话的话，对不对？还是不做什么事，就可以把他开除，对不对
？Because in a company, in a business, if someone does not do their work, we can lay them off or fire them.
我们会开除我们信徒啊。
But can we lay our members off?
假如他不做些什么事情，忘记做了，可以开除他吗
？If they forget to do something, can we fire them?
假如我们这样做的话，可能我发觉到出去的人比进来的还要多啊。
If we do this, we'll find out that there are more people going out than coming in.
我不是说教会不该有公义啊。
I'm not saying that a church should not be just.
假如教会没有公义，只有慈爱的话，教会很乱。
And if a church only has compassion and not justice, the church will be chaotic.
那这些管理有个条件，就是说，这个带领人做得好的话，那让他继续做。这带领的人只要做得很好，让他继续做。
And if a person leads well, let him continue to lead.
比如说这个老板啊，这 CEO 啊，被请上去，他使公司赚很多钱。
For example, if a manager or a CEO brought the company much money, they would be given more responsibility.
就会继续做。那只要没有的话，该换人了。
And if not, then it should change.
那我在想哦，那假如以这个原则放在教会，假如负责人啊、传道啊，假如没有带领很多人的话，那他们是不是该下台
？And if we bring this principle inside the church, if the pastors or the leaders of the church do not bring a lot of members into church, is it time for them to change?
我们不是用这个标准来判断是否负责人、传道有没有尽他的责任。
We do not use these criteria to judge if the pastors or the leaders do their duties.
还有一点，就是人们通常很喜欢去学习一些外教会的活动。
And another point is that we often like to imitate practices of the other churches.
像举开很多活动来吸引人。
For example, use many activities to attract people.
那刚才周传道也提到了，有些活动，假如像对外的话来讲，不是很有效。
And Pastor Zhou has mentioned that there are some activities that is not very suitable for that for.
他提到北加州还有Irvine那些例子。
For our church, and he brought up the examples of Northern California and Irvine.
那其实这两个例子不是我们第一次碰到的。
But these are not the first time. This is not the first time this has come up.
我们不是说我们不需要活动。
And it's not to say that we do not need activities.
那可是我们重点，假如放错的话，用什么方法来吸引人？放错的话，那我们就没按照圣经这样做了。
But if we emphasize, if we do not emphasize the right point, then it is hard to attract the people.
我相信神的确在我们当中。
I believe that God is with us.
那我在想，我们真的要向外教会去学习怎么如何兴旺教会吗
？Do we really need to look at other churches and see what they do?
难道 我们不能去问神，或者请神指教我们吗？
Can we not ask God and ask God and God will help us?
好像感觉上人们好像没有去没有那种信心说去祈求神，神不会启示给他。
It seems like we lack the faith that to ask God and God will to ask God.
那我们当中没有一个属灵的人知道错在哪里，或去带领他们吗？带领我们吗？
Is there not a spiritual person among us to lead us?
那为什么我们一直想要去效法其他教会的呢？
Then why are we all always trying to imitate other churches?
我们不是有圣灵吗？
Do we not have the Holy Spirit?
我们看有些人祈求，向神问祈求，那神也会给他回答。
And we see that there are people who have asked and God will respond.
那在圣经里面，我们可以看到有三个很重要的因素使教会发展。
And in the Bible, we see that there are three very important attributes that are a part of the growth of the church.
我们要去注重的。
And these things are we should emphasize.
那有三件，就是第一件。
The three things are the first.
就是要有什么能力啊？
Is that we need God's power.
换句话说，我们信徒要多祷告。
And that means that
传道、负责人都要是都要。
And that means as members of the church, including pastors and leaders, we have to pray more.
第二
，secondly，
要真理。
We must have the truth.
那这真理就是我们每一个人在家里要灵修，还要读圣经，或在家庭聚会的时候，去跟讲些造就的话来造就人。
And that is that we must study the Bible and pray at home, and also attend.Family service so that we can edify one another.
只要能参加这个家庭聚会，后来没有去准备，后来在那边看看说希望你讲一下话啦，其他人讲一下话啦，那自己没有，大家没有准备，会很干燥无味。
If we go into a family service without preparation, things will become very dry because we expect other people to talk.
那我们是真的要讲真理，所以使人得到心灵命上得到充实，得到灵粮。
But since we are talking about the truth, we hope that the truth can be a food that feeds the people.
那我们还要注重爱。
And we also have to emphasize love.
在里面彼此团契，彼此的和谐。
That we have to have peace among the congregation.
那其实这三点其实是我们每一个人要去追求去做的。
And these three things are things that we all have to pursue after and also have to do.
不一定每个人想去做，可是很多人喜欢说，我可以不要做，看看有没有其他方法，我们直接就拿来用，就可以教会发展了。
Do not try to find other ways to try to avoid these three things.
那是行不通的。
And because to do this, it would not work.
教会这样发展，看使徒教会，圣经上也是要启示我们的。
And if we look at the apostolic church, this is what the Bible reveals to us.
所以我们有圣经，我们有神，我们有神的灵。
We have the Bible, we have God, we have the Spirit of God.
我们不需要常常去看别人外教会怎么做。
We do not have to go to other churches and see what they do.
我们神可以直接回答我们，看神的话语。我们还有弟兄姐妹，属灵弟兄姐妹帮助我们，带领我们。
We have God that responds to our questions, and we have other brothers and sisters that we can ask.
所以在教会有时候常常就是每一个人站在不同的角度来看事情。
And in church, many of us stand on different corners, or we have different points of view.
那这些人，这些臣仆没有站在神的角度上，而是站自己的位置上，自己的地位上来看事情。
And we see that these officials, they were not standing with the point of view of God, but rather with the point of view of their position.
所以我们可以看到说，这受冲突，后来耶利米受了逼迫。
And because of this, there was a conflict, and Jeremiah was persecuted.
所以当我们在意见不合的时候，我们要去思考神的旨意是什么。
And many times when we have a difference in opinion, we have to see what God's will is.
我们不要像这些臣仆在后面毁谤攻击人。
We should not be like these officials who are in the background attacking others.
我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third example.
我们请看这个耶利米书。
Let's look at Jeremiah.
26章。
Chapter 26.
26章第一节。
Chapter 26, verse 1.
耶利米书26章第一节。
Jeremiah chapter 26, verse 1.
犹大王约西亚的儿子约雅敬登基的时候，有这话从耶和华临到耶利米说。第二节，耶和华如此说：你站在耶和华殿的院内，对犹大众城邑的人，就是到耶和华殿来拜礼拜的人，说：我所吩咐你的一切话，一字不可删减。第三节，或者他们肯听从， 个人回头离开恶道，使我后悔，不将我因他们所行的恶想要施行的灾祸降于他们。第四节
Verse 4.
你要对他们说，耶和华如此说，你们若不听从我，不遵行我设立在你们面前的律法。第五节
Verse 5.
不听我从早起来差遣到你们那里去我仆人众先知的话，你们还是没有听从。第六节
Verse 6.
我就必使这殿如示罗从这城而地上万国所咒诅的。第七节
Verse 7.
耶利米在耶和华殿中说的这些话，祭司先知和众民都听见了。第八节
Verse 8.
耶利米说完了耶和华所吩咐他对众人说的一切话，祭司先知和众民都来抓住他说，你必要死。第九节
Verse 9.
你为何托耶和华的名预言说这殿必如示罗，这城必变成荒场无人居住呢？于是众民都在耶和华的殿中聚集到耶利米那里。在这里我们可以看到说当耶利米述说神的预言的时候，
And here we see that when Jeremiah spoke the words of God, the message of God,
就是这个预言就是神要拆毁毁灭耶路撒冷。
And as that God will destroy Jerusalem,
因为他们所行的恶是不悔改。
Because they are evil and they do not turn.
那神说这些话，其实神心里是说，假如这些人悔改的话，那我就懊悔。
And God said that if these people do turn from their evil way, the destruction will not come upon them.
那可是神当这些人没有听到神的动机是什么样，可是神这些人听到神的这些将要来临的审判。
And these people did not hear God's motive, but all these people heard was
judgment.
His judgment.
那所以这些人听了以后，对，马上就说你必定要死。
And right when they heard these words, they said, "You must die."
原因是第九节说，你怎么可以托耶和华的名说预言说这殿会像示罗一样呢？
And the reason is in verse 9. Why do you prophesy in the Lord's name that this house will be like Shiloh?
所以我们可以看到那时候先知、祭司、百姓都是很什么，很忠诚说我们的神是全能的。
And here we see that the priests, the prophets, and the people all believe that God is almighty.
神的殿跟我们同在。
And that God is with us.
神不会让他的名羞辱。
God will not allow his people to be shamed.
神是爱，神会保守我们的。
God is love, God will save us.
他们有很多的很好的原因神绝对不会让这个城会被毁灭。
And they have many good reasons of why the city will not be destroyed.
可是他们只是认识神的一半，一边而已。
But they only heard half of the message.
因为神在以前的做法，对不对？从看以前的做法，神把以前神的约柜的住处示罗的地方给毁灭掉了。
Because originally God destroyed the Shiloh where the ark used to be.
神借着非利士人的手来毁灭他以前的帐篷住的地方。
And God used the hands of the Philistines to destroy the tent where the ark used to reside.
那在这是记载在这个撒母耳记上第四章。
And this is written in 1 Samuel chapter 4.
那可是这些人可能是很因为他们的宗教热忱没有想到说神会去毁灭。
But because of their religious fervency, they thought that God will not destroy the city.
甚至连这个先知和这个祭司都应该了解神的话语。知道神的作为的人知道圣经怎么记载的，他们没有发觉到。
Even the priests and the prophets who should understand the ways of the Lord did not understand what Jeremiah was saying.
在这里再来逼迫他的同工耶利米。
And in the end, they persecuted one of their own prophets.
因为对这些人来讲这个耶利米说了亵渎的话。
Because to them, Jeremiah said something that was very bad.
Blasphemous. 因为怎么可以说神的殿会被毁呢？
Because how can Jeremiah say that God's temple will be destroyed?
因为神是无所不能、无所不在，也是没人可以打胜他的。
God is almighty, he is everywhere, he knows everything. Who can defeat him?
可是他没有想到说，他们没有认识神说神因为痛恨罪恶神可以把他的百姓交给敌人。
But they did not realize that God hates evil so much that God will bring bring the people into the hands of the enemy.
他们只想说神会救赎我们脱离敌人的手。
All they thought about was God will help them be victorious over their enemies.
可是依照圣经的话，神也把他的百姓交给他敌人哦。
But in the Bible, there are also many examples of how God turned the people over to the enemies.
所以我们在看事情，我们看圣经的时候，我们不要老是想注重一点说哦，神这样做，所以把其他的经节忘记了。
And when we study the Bible, do not just emphasize one point and forget about all the other ones.
那这些人只想到一方面，所以他们没想到说神已经答应了，决定了要把耶路撒冷变成示罗。
And these people were only paying attention to one thing, and they did not think about God, it was God's will to destroy Jerusalem.
那这个是他做我们谨慎，所以我们不要有一种那种好像一种观念说啊，这个我不管怎么做，我都会。
And this gives us a warning that to understand that no matter what we do, we'll still be saved. Because all of us are God's temple. If we continue to do what is evil, God will eventually forsake us. And how did Jeremiah overcome these persecutions?
在前面啊，耶利米那时候也说啊，我的母亲啊，我有祸了，我好苦啊。
And in the beginning, Jeremiah did complain about his mother and how he was suffering.
我又没有向人我没有借钱给别人啊，我也没有向我们向给我我没有向别人借钱啊。
That he did not borrow money or owe anyone anything.
可是为什么人家就对我这样子，好像很不友善呢、啊、
？But why is it that people treat him with disrespect, discontent?
那我们看一下耶利米怎么胜过。我们看二十六章。
Let's see how Jeremiah overcame this in chapter 26.
我们请看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
二十六章十二节。
Chapter 26, verse 12.
耶利米对众首领和众民说啊，耶和华差遣我预言攻击这殿和这城，说你们所听见的这一切话。十三节。
Verse 13.
现在要改正你们的行动作为，听从耶和华你们神的话。他就必后悔，不将所说的灾祸降于你们。十四节，至于我在你们手中，你们眼看何为善，何为正，就那样待我吧。十五节。
Verse 15.
但你们要确实的知道，若把我致死，就使无辜人的血归到你们和这城，并且其中的居民了。因为耶和华实在差遣我到你们那这里来，将这一切话传于你们耳中。在这里啊，我们可以看到说，耶利米带着一个很平静的心态来回答这些人的攻击。
In these verses, we can see that Jeremiah brought a very calm attitude to face the people.
他原则上是把自己啊交托给神啊。
And he already put himself in the hands of God.
那他只要告诉百姓说，我说的话的确是实话，是从神来的。
And all he had to say was, "What I speak is the truth."
那你要把我致死也可以，可是你们会有祸啊。
And if you, and I am in your hands, and if you want to kill me, but you will have the guilt of innocent blood on yourselves.
带着一种很平静，在像这安静的心，在交托给神。
And he carried a very calm attitude.
这时候他没有恐惧，也没有生气，也没有惊慌。
At this point, he was not hopeless. He was not afraid. He was not in terror.
那当然之后啊，神也借其他的人来救他了。
And later in the end, God used other people to rescue him.
不至于他被人陷害。
So that he was not handed over to the people and put to death.
所以要做神的仆人，说神的话语。
So to be a servant of God, to say the words of God.
啊，我们应该有这个耶利米的心智。
We should have the heart of Jeremiah.
其实真的要死的话，那也是死。
And if it is truly God's will to put us to death, then so be it.
那假如不是啊，神要我们死，别人怎么害我们，害不死的。
But if it is not God's will for us to die, no matter how people persecute us, we will not.
那重点是我们的确要传讲神的福音，而且讲得正确。
And the important point is for us to preach the word of God to others and to speak the truth.
所以我们可以看到说，神的百姓。我们举三个例子，神的百姓 大部分人都在拒绝神的话语。
And from these three examples, we see that the people of God rejected the words of God.
第一，我们看到国王，因为他心中有这种骄傲的心啊，听到不爽就想烧啊，就想逼迫人。
The first example is that the king was rejected the words of God because of his pride, and he burned the scroll and tried to kill the messenger.
那第二，我们看到例子就是这些臣仆啊。
And second, the second example was the people.
他们发觉到说耶利米神的话跟他们的角度啊有冲突。
And they saw that the words of Jeremiah and from what they understood were in conflict.
跟他们的职位有冲突。
And the words of Jeremiah and their position were in conflict.
那第三个例子就是先知啊、祭司啊、百姓啊，听到神的预言啊。没法去接受，因为他们已经有那种观念，只看到神的慈爱，没有看到神的公义。
And the third example is that the people, the priests, and the prophets cannot accept God's words because of their preconceptions.
其实神这样说不是新事啊，神已经做过了，神可能可以再做一次。
And what Jeremiah said was nothing new. God has done this before.
可是因为他们那种狭窄的观念，是觉得他觉得说这个耶利米在说亵渎的话。
But because of their preconceptions and their misunderstandings, they thought what Jeremiah said was blasphemous.
那神的百姓应该是很乐意去接受神的话语。
And as God's people, we should accept God's words with joy.
那所以这些人啊，神的百姓啊，没办法完全的接受神的话语，因为我们提到这三个缺点。
And these people cannot accept God's words because of these three examples.
我应该从这当中学警戒来。
Let this be a warning to all of us and also a teaching. Let's bow our heads and pray in silence to conclude.